Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I am back with yet another episode. So first and foremost, happy Friday, and I probably sound a little bit more excited than I normally am, but that's because, ta-da! I have the entire week off this week. We have something called the midwinter break or winter break or whatever break. I don't even care what the name of it is. I'm just thankful that we have a whole week off. Because your girl needed some R&R. Definitely needed some rest, and I definitely needed some relaxation. So I am a huge believer of resting now. And so that is what we're going to discuss. Last week I talked to you guys about grief, and a lot of times grief will actually burn you out. It makes you extremely exhausted, and I speak from experience. When I was grieving my grandfather's passing years ago, I also was going through postpartum depression and had no idea, but I was like zonked. And the following years, I had experienced issues in my marriage, and I couldn't figure out why I always felt so drained. I was still grieving. I was grieving what happened in my marriage. And so through the wonderful help of my dear sweet friend, Jasmine Forts, who is owner and founder of A Sister Siesta, I now understand the importance of resting. And I'm not talking about just getting to bed in the late era. That ain't resting. Some people rest like that, some don't. I mean, literally getting to a point where your mind is not channeling all the channels that you subscribe to. I mean, your body actually shutting down and you detaching yourself from the things that get you so wound up in life. And it was not until recently that I understood, like, some of the things, some of the stations that I was tuning into mentally, some of the things that I was carrying on emotionally, because I'm an empath, and I did not realize that because I'm an empath, I tend to harbor and hold on to people's issues and their situations and whatever it is that they're going through. I would like package them up and I would tuck them away into my heart cavity, and I would say, I'm going to internalize this until I can figure something else out for them. And it will have me up late at night. I would be, my wheels would be spinning, like, how can I help? When I felt like I could not help, it would be a sense of despair and a sense of tragedy and loss and disappointment, ultimately, is what it led to. I felt like I disappointed them, which disappointed me, which caused me grief and actually put me in a mental state of depression, even though that's not where I was striving to do. So now I am working on getting the rest and relaxation so that I don't harbor all those things, I don't internalize all those things, and that ultimately I walk away from the problem if I'm unable to fix it, because that's my problem. I feel like I need to fix things in life, whether it be for myself or for others. Me being okay with it not being fixed, but me actually lending a helping hand. And that's hard for me because I am someone who wants to see wrongs done right. I want to help people be the best that they can be. I want to help people when they're in the trenches and at where they feel like they're at the very bottom of their life. I want to help them. But how can I help them if I'm at the bottom of my barrel of my drive, my motivation, my own resources? And then that leads me to dig another hole and create a different layer of being at the bottom for me. So last month in January, I took my first retreat. It was only a 24-hour retreat. I think I shared that with you guys. And if you follow me on social media, I posted some pictures of this tiny home that we stayed in the cabins, and I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to find time. And it's not even about finding time. I'm going to make time to actually go back. And thankfully, Jazz is going to coordinate for, I think, several people to go back. It's a first come, first serve type thing. And I've already told her I need to have VIP email sent out to me so that I can just go ahead and get that thing paid for. But all in all, being able to unplug that first time in a long time, it came with a sense of anxiety originally. I had several things that were going on in life, and I was like, now is not a good time. I was thinking about my students. I was thinking about my children. Like, my youngest son had practice on a particular day, and my husband and I weren't in a good place where we communicated effectively about, okay, how can we go about making sure that he got to practice, and had someone to be able to pick him up, and the list went on and on. The Lord took care of it all, and that's what I need to understand, and that's what I had an opportunity to learn while on the retreat, is that all these things that I was worried about and I felt like I was out of control, everything was still in control. Nothing that I worried about fell apart. The world kept spinning regardless of where I was in the world. Did you hear that? The world kept spinning. I did not shut down anything, unlike Beyonce. I did not shut anything down because I was not present. The world kept moving. And a lot of us feel like if we're not present, or we're not physically a part of something that we thought that we needed to be a part of, that is going to go down incorrectly, it's going to fall apart. And that's not so. We have PTO for a reason. I saw that someplace else. We do. We are given days to take off. We are given days to take off for personal reasons, or for our whether we're sick or whatnot. So you have sick leave, and then you have personal time in most places. If you're an entrepreneur, you learn to pad in some of that time, or you learn to hire people who can help you when you have to be absent. So it's called about team. It's all about team building, making sure you have a team that can continue to carry on your vision even when you're not there. So it's time for me to get some more R&R, and I plan on doing that this week. At first I was feeling some kind of way because my oldest son is requesting to go to Savannah to visit his girlfriend, and originally it was supposed to be myself, himself, and my youngest son. The husband couldn't take off, or he refused to take off time right now because he wants to use all his PTO for the summer so that we can actually travel to see our oldest son. And I get that because unlike myself, I get the summer off. He does not. And so he has to make sure that he goes in and he looks at his calendar and he uses his time wisely. So he does. I make sure that, you know, I'm like, okay, we still need to take some time off because, one, I look out for his mental and physical health no matter what state our relationship is. I'm still like, you know, I really like the fact that you're still doing this and carrying on. I don't like the fact that you hadn't taken any time off. When are you going to sleep if you do your schedule like that? I am that woman. But I care so much about his mental and physical health, yet I was not taking the time to get the rest that I needed. And it has taken a huge toll on me. So this week, while we're in Savannah, I was like, well, what can I do? I'm all about planning. And I was very upset when my youngest son decided that he didn't want to go. He's going to stay behind with dad. And dad has actually built his schedule around him being there. So I was like, well, you know, I was trying to figure out some things for you to do. And I felt a little jaded. And I said, you know what? This may be some very good time for me to just be by myself. The oldest son will be with a girlfriend, which is cool. This is their last time they will see each other for a moment as he gets ready to report back for training. And then for me, I get some time alone. I get a chance to just have quiet. You guys have no idea how it feels to have quiet time. Quiet time, I've learned, is just important because I'm so accustomed to having noise around that when there is no noise there, I don't know how to function. And there will be a point in my life where there will be quiet and I need to know how to still function in that quietness. I know people may hear this and may understand, but rewind and listen to what I just said. The other part of it is that I'm the master of procrastination. I am currently enrolled in two classes. My classes in my doctorate program, they overlap to a point. And it's not so much that I can't handle, it's the fact that if you're a procrastinator, you wait until the 11th hour to be like, oh, I really need to pull this paper out my you-know-what and turn it in before midnight. But I figured that if I had an opportunity to just be quiet and by myself, that I can actually get a lot more done. I can actually plan stuff that I need to have laid out for my foundation, the Faith Walker Foundation, which has caused me a lot of angst because I want to make sure that this foundation grows, not so much from selfish reasons. I want to make sure that it grows because I am in the business of helping people at their lowest point or at a point in their life when they should only be focused on taking care of their health and not necessarily their wealth. And you can always visit my foundation page at faithwalkerfoundation.org. So definitely do that to see what I'm talking about. But guys, it's just important for me to learn to get the rest, as I said before, for the foundation, so that I can show up and be who I said that I would be for people who needed my support and my help. And then I needed to be able to show up for me, most importantly. I have been going to school nonstop for the past, I want to say, 4 to 5 years. And so I've actually signed up for additional 2.5 to 3 years. And so if I can't get that done, I already know the kind of road that can lead me to as far as my emotional well-being. And I don't want that. I definitely don't want that for myself, and I don't want that for my family. So R&R it is this week. I am definitely going to just simply relax. If you hear the noise in the background, I am in the infamous studio. It's sort of a weird temperature here in Georgia where we are dealing with some rain, but it's not consistent enough that yeah, it's not consistent enough that you need to like pull out your umbrella. You have no idea when you need to pull out the umbrella. But then the temperature is like, it's 46, but it's extremely humid. And yeah, it's been sort of crazy. Your girl has a real true afro. But with the rain being a huge factor in the weather, for especially for today, I decided to not attend church. I got up, I cooked breakfast for me and Kid B, because Kid A had to go out for a lesson he was having with some kids. And then I took a church nap. If you don't know about the church nap, it is phenomenal. It is something that hits you all of a sudden and you have no idea that it was coming. But when it comes upon you, like the spirit of the Holy Ghost, you have no choice but to be like, okay, you win. And then you take one of the most glorious naps. It oftentimes makes you sleep really, really hard. You wake up in almost like a fog with a headache, but it's great. And then you can keep moving throughout the day. Did that, and then I started immediately on my homework, because I did procrastinate this week due to a lot of different reasons, but I'm getting my work done. And I stopped just for a moment because mommy was not going to cook as well, because I was literally nose down into the books and internet getting these papers done. But I rested today, and that's what it's all about. So back to what I was saying about how people think like, okay, I'm laying in the bed, I can't lay in the bed and everything. And I've even heard, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead. And just because you sleep don't mean that you are resting. I have even been guilty of speculating that. And so my nightly prayer is that as I lie down, that the Lord grants me rest as I'm sleeping. Because what I would find myself doing as I'm lying in my bed, going to sleep, I would have 100 million things that are rolling through my head. And then at random times during my sleep, I pop open a wide awake and I can't get back to sleep. I'm one of those people that if you do disturb my slumber, I am tormented by not being able to go back to sleep. So I really pray on that, and I really ask God to grant me that, because there's nothing like going to sleep and then not being real rested when you get up. And not being real rested could be meaning that you just did not allow yourself to get in enough hours of sleep. But if you even, I'm a huge believer of the 15-minute nap. Oh, y'all, if you ain't tried it, try it. Like, whew, get your whole life together. When I was pregnant with my oldest son, I would, on my lunch break, make sure that I ate good, because, you know, pregnant women, we need our food and we need that energy. So I made sure that the baby had food. I made sure that I had some food, that we had a little extra, okay? And then I would always make sure that I designated 15 minutes. I would set my alarm clock on my phone. Even back then, we had that option on our phone, which is crazy. And I would go to my car, I would go into our lunch area, and I would, especially during the cooler months, I would have a blanket or a little heater, and I would sit in a chair, and I learned how to take that 15-minute nap, and I would feel so refreshed. I'd be like, ah, oh, that was the best nap. But back then, I knew how to rest. That was before motherhood. That was in the process of becoming a mother. But that was before motherhood, when I learned how you never rest as a mom. You have to practice getting in that rest. And that was because I wasn't inundated with so many things that were going on in my life like I have now. And I'm learning how to do that now. Like, I can be done with my paper at 2:00 in the morning. I'm like, okay, God, I'm leaving this in your hand. I'm submitting this. And now I'm asking that you grant me rest for these next 4 hours before this alarm goes off. And he has shown up and shown out quite often with my prayers, which I'm so thankful for, because it's supposed to be tired, you know? And I actually get through the day, and I have not like lost it on my students because I'm sleep deprived. I actually go in and I'm my chipper self, and that same person, how, you know, the whole meme and speech about keep that same energy, I have the same level of energy all day long. People often ask me how I do that. It ain't nothing but God, y'all, for real. No joke. Because some days I'm like, I should have snapped Lil Joker's head off, but some kind of way I didn't. And I thank you for keeping this good government job. But seriously. So during this time, one of my friends was like, well, what's your schedule going to be like while you're in Savannah? Me and you can pop on and do like a video chat, because I'm helping her nonprofit as well, putting together her newsletter, since I really can't offer very many physical services as far as like showing up to different meetings and things because of my work schedule. And I'm like, what do you mean? What's my schedule going to be like when I'm in Savannah? I'm by myself. I'm pretty much opened. And she's like, okay, perfect. But I even start thinking, like, what are you going to do when you are in Savannah? What's your itinerary? And I'm like, I don't have one. And that made me smile, because I'm going to practice resting. And it's not just about sleeping in. I'm going to do some meditation. I'm going to do some reading. I'm going to get some work done. And when I feel like, okay, I've had enough, I'm going to actually step away from everything that I'm doing. And I'm going to rest. How many of you guys out here listening know the difference between sleeping and resting? How many of you guys know the difference between not doing anything and resting? Because we have that false conception as well that, okay, well, I'm not doing anything, so I'm resting. Mm-mm. How many of us have learned to quiet out the noises around us in the world so that we are actually in tune with our body and we know what our body needs? Our body needs rest, but it also needs to quiet out the noise, because a lot of times we can't hear what we need because we're too busy trying to process all the other things that we think that we need. So after listening to this episode, what I want you guys to practice doing is practice finding a spot in your home that's quiet. And if it's like my home, I know it's a little bit difficult, but it may even be, and I learned this from dope people, Lakeisha and Eric, thank you guys for this life lesson. Wait till everyone is asleep. Like, I'm the last person who usually gets into bed, so that's usually my quiet, my rest time, where I can meditate and just like shut down all the outside noise. And some people have to get up early. I talked to Eric and Lakeisha in extensive detail about, okay, look, I'm not the early riser per se. Like, I'm not going to get up any earlier than I need to. I'm a total morning person. I get up and I'm just fine. But because I go to bed so late, I'm like, the last thing that I want to do is get up a little bit earlier. And they said, no, don't wait. It doesn't have to necessarily be like that. Pick a time that's good for you. If you need to get up early, get up early. If you need to stay up later, stay up later. As long as you develop a time where you can just be by yourself, so you can get in tune with yourself and quiet out all the noise and just be. And for me, that's late in the evening when everyone is in bed. I can like stay up. I can quiet out stuff. I can read things that I need to get caught up on for my spirituality or for my meditation, and things are grand. But learn how to figure that out. Figure out when is the best time for you to get that alone time, so that you can practice quieting things out, blocking out that noise, and then learn to listen specifically to what your body is saying that you need. You'll oftentimes hear, if you are a spiritual person, I always say this, and it's not knocking anyone who's not a spiritual person, but if you answer to, or you believe you answer to, a higher being, then that will also be some of the times when you will hear what is being said to you by your spiritual being, your spiritual leader, rather. You will hear the directions that you need to hear about how you need to move forward, or how you need to respond to certain things in your life. And we can't always do that, again, because we have so much more that we are plagued by, whether it be like for me, like I said, my kids rest heavy on my heart, my biological kids as well as my students. Because I'm an empath. If someone, when I had my coworker who was really sick, and even now that sort of plagues me, just knowing where she is and how well she's doing and where her financial state is, that plagues me. But learning how to channel that correctly and listening to what my body needs and then listening to what God is trying to tell me to do as far as that goes, that at this time is very helpful. And when you get into the habit of just being able to tune out that noise and to listen to what your body needs, you're here. One of the things that they need, that your body needs, is rest. And you learn how, even in that quiet time, when you are in a very serene place and you've quieted all the noise, that's when you're going to get the rest. You don't always have to be lying in bed with your eyes closed and asleep to be rested or to gain rest. Sometimes it may be find a quiet place, and it may be some jazz music or one of your favorite songs or whatever the case may be, a good book where your mind is not just spinning, but it's calm. It may be a cigar lounge where you can go and you can get your cigar, but you're not thinking, you're not overthinking and perpetuating that hamster wheel that your mind is on. You're just in peace and solace. So practice those things. Tell me what you're doing to find that time of rest so that you are able to get the things that you need to fill you back up so that you are not trying to pour from this big cup of emptiness. And until next time, guys, please make sure that you're still following me on my social media platforms. As you know, I'm on IG and Facebook at Just Call Me J. Nicole. And that's JustCallMe, the letter J, NICOLE. And I'm on Twitter at Call Me J. Nicole. And that's CallMe, the letter JNICOLE. And you can always inbox and DM me only if it's appropriate. Or you can always email me at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com. And until next time, good people, get some rest. Love you guys. Peace out.